Alloway Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. It is 5:36 p.m.
All right, we'll call the meeting to order. We'll start with a roll call. Lee Bougie.
Here.
And Dave Doran is gone.
Excused. Absent, I'm sorry.
Absent, okay. Yeah. Bob Ferguson.
Here.
Martha Bonney is
excused.
Okay. Angela Baltic-Adrian's here. Kelly Prescott.
Here.
And Trustee Rob Atwood
is excused.
Okay. All right. Any modifications to the agenda?
I make a motion to adopt.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, minutes from January 23rd, 2018. Any changes, questions, comments? Otherwise, entertain a motion for adoption.
Motion to adopt.
And I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Public appearances.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. With regards to the Arboretum Trail that was supposed to connect, get people from the East River Trail to the Fox River Trail, the state has canceled the reconstruction of Highway 57 and put it off 5, 8, 10 years. They said that they'll resurface it 2 more times, and they have no plans at this time to redo that road. And major section of that, they were going to put in sidewalks getting down close to the county property. So now the question is, and the village just approved $7,000 to do a topographic map of West St. Joseph Street to put in the Arboretum Trail. And now the question is how are we going to finish off that last section to get it down there? Is that something that getting a trail, finishing the trail on the west side of the of Riverside Drive would be considered maybe by this group because it would be a trail or by somebody else. Nobody else has any interest in it, none of the other groups have any interest in it because it was going to be a state project, and now it's an orphan, now it's not going to be done, it's a kind of an orphan project.
You know, the committee could definitely make some recommendations, but that would be more of a public works and then into the county and the state because it would be a state project with regards to the right-of-way
okay. And
authorizations and everything like that. So, but, you know, definitely.
So primarily the issue is that connection that would get you from, you know, the west end of St. Joseph Street over to the Fox River Trail, so that kind of connection to there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that village-owned property?
There is no village-owned property along
okay.
there, no.
Okay.
You know, it was proposed, if I recall, proposed during the design work of the reconstruction of
mm-hmm.
Highway 57. There'd be sidewalk along the length there that would go up to St. Francis,
it would get all the way down to the end of the parking lot that's owned by the diocese.
Right by St. Francis Park.
And then yeah. I belong to a group that would pay to connect, you know, give the county mm-hmm. some money
mm-hmm.
to, you know, pave that small portion
sure.
to get it up there.
Sure.
And then there was going to be a sidewalk. The state was going to put a sidewalk on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But now that there's no plans for that to happen, it's on permanent hibernation.
Well, I think there's definitely some interest and excitement about the opportunity to potentially connect East River and Fox River Trail.
Mm-hmm.
So what I feel like whatever this committee can do to help even just have that looked into a little more to see maybe what options we have while there's still opportunity before, you know, that corridor on Riverside is
sure.
all developed and there is no opportunity then to potentially have a connection.
Sure. Okay. Would that be something also that the Plan Commission might want to or could potentially get involved with?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I'm curious to check. I can't recall if it's what we have in the comprehensive plan or even that grave design. Well, that was more focused on Webster, wasn't it?
Well, and Riverside.
Was it Riverside? Yeah. Okay.
So it was included in the corridor study, was included in the state study. Mm-hmm. But it did that last connection, because that's all private land in there. Mm-hmm. There's no public land. You have it on Warren Court and then all the way up on the border of Astor.
Yeah.
And those are the only two access points. So something, you know, a private party's going to need to say that they can have access through their land.
Yeah.
I think this is definitely something we could bring back as an agenda item.
Yeah.
You know, at one of our future
whatever
meetings.
Whatever we can do to help that along.
We can discuss it further and maybe come up with some ideas that we can recommend then to another committee or the board or something like that.
Yeah, I like that idea. Thank you, Jim.
All right.
Got some information updates for us.
Yes, information updates. I have four of them I want to give the committee an update on. First one, an award that the village received, which is a project partnership award that we received through from the Wisconsin DNR. This award is a project 50th anniversary, and actually here's the award if you want to take a look at it, pass it around. A project through the City of Green Bay, Urban Forestry Department, the Village of Alloway, and the Green Bay School District. We provide tree seedlings to the school children at the elementary schools, and this is the 50th year. So. So we received that award, and you know, it was. Oh, here's a nice picture. We don't need to see that, but that award was given this year at the annual Wisconsin Arborists DNR Urban Forestry Conference in Green Bay. So that was nice. Even though I've only been, you know, part of it for a short period, you know, it was something that was established 50 years ago, and it's ongoing and. You know, a great thing to keep going, and good for the village, and that great partnership with the Green Bay as well as the school district.
Very nice.
That's really great.
Yeah, solid award.
Right? No, that's
I love this.
It's neat how they made those awards out of old wood like that. Uh-huh. So, all right. The next option informational. Item is I wanted to give the committee an update on Optimus Park and the Miracle League. Last meeting we discussed a little bit about what the Miracle League has done donation wise, donating almost $900,000 in I think it was 11 years, and they were donating again this past year for the playground. Well, this year they did a great capital campaign and raised almost $1 million, I believe, of which part of it will be going back to Optimus Park and doing some more capital improvement projects. This year, the project is that they wanted to, the parking lot in Optimus Park is in disrepair and needs to be reconstructed. And the village had it on our plans to do in 2021, I think it was, in a few years down the road. Well, they came to us and said, hey, if we pay 3/4 of the price, would you help it and do it this year? So we brought that to the village board, and the village board thought that was a great idea, and it's out to bid right now. Along with the reconstruction of this, that park gets a lot of use, and we decided, hey, let's see if we can put some additional parking in. So we're going to look to do this along Kolb Street. Playground is here. Ball Diamond is here. We're going to install about 44 90-degree off of the roadway parking stalls with additional handicap parking, obviously, and then a concrete sidewalk that connects them from the parking, you know, down, so there's connection there as well. So we will be doing that as part of the project. The project estimate is about $130,000. So the village approved to budget or utilize some funding, about $30,000 to $33,000 worth of that, and Miracle League will pay the rest. So that will put them over $1 million in 11 years that they've put back into the community.
What a partner.
Yeah, exactly. We are planning to try to have a media/big check event this spring, summer, see how the scheduling goes on these. Either, if we can get the work done early enough, maybe wait till it's all done, do a ribbon cutting type of stuff, we'll do that. And great partnership,
yeah.
Great organization to work with, and all the people involved. So, Ms. Jim,
I would like to recommend that you put the widest stalls possible, even if you lost one stall, just from the nature of the use. If you just tell everybody that we have the wide stalls because you have kids, people with strollers and gangs, look at, even if you had fewer stalls, if they were wider, people would like it better.
No, that's one thing in looking and engineering the stalls, even me personally, I've got a pickup truck that doesn't fit into a lot of parking spaces when you pull into a convenience store or places like that, so I totally understand. And obviously the stalls for handicapped parking would be ADA compliant and that as well. So that's one project there. So
that's great.
All right, next item. Actually, I'm going to pass this one off. Angela, would you like to talk about this?
Oh, sure. Okay, so Bay Lake Regional Planning Commission, which covers Brown County, but also covers from Sheboygan County up to Florence County. Some of our staff have been gathering information on trails all throughout that regional area and put it into a GIS database. And this survey is to take a look at that database and comment on any of, access concerns you've had or, even just the quality of the inventory, make sure there's nothing we missed or, if you just want to mention something about some issues you've had on any trails or quality of them or anything. And we're going to be working with our regional partners to get this information out to everyone.
And they can access that by going to your website at Bay Lake, correct?
Yes, it's right on the front page. And I think there's a QR code on there, too. That'll take you right to it. But in the website, I can't really tell them there. But it'd be easy. Just go to baylakerpc.org, and it's right on the front page.
I have already, I think right after that came out, I went on there and made a few comments with regards to trail connections. And
yeah, we've
trying
mostly
to do
been
east
getting
west
comments
stuff.
In Brown County. We haven't had many comments outside of Brown County,
sure.
So I guess we're a little more active here in this county as far as trails go. But
yeah.
And there's much less trails once you start getting outside of Brown County, so it's not surprising we don't get too much comment.
Right. No, I think it's a great great thing and a great avenue to reach out to people and get that comment.
Yeah.
And
And it's a nice... We thought it was a nice thing to have because although a lot of counties may have some of their trails, we wanted something that was all-inclusive and looked at those connections you can make outside the county because most people have to plan for other jurisdictions, so you're not really thinking too much outside of that. So to think where you can make trail connections other than state trails, that where you can make those connections that people can bike more regionally if they wanted to or walk.
Well, you get up to Mercer and Manitouche Waters and Boulder Junction and that area, the trail network that they have built is incredible.
Oh, is it?
Just incredible. And I don't know how they did that between public or private funding.
A little outside our region, so I don't, I don't really know.
No, but if we could get anything close to that regionally here, it would just be wonderful.
And what county is that in?
What is that? Vilas? Is that
Manitouche
Waters, Mercer,
Boulder
Junction?
Because we were up at last summer. We were camping up north of Minocqua, up in that area, and it's all national forest up there, so I think that's one of the easy avenues, because it's all, you know, one ownership more or less. But yeah, they've got a lot of paved trails.
I know, paved. And it connects all these communities.
Exactly.
It is just great, and it brings in so many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, totally agree. And very neat, very neat. And we're starting to see that in northeast Wisconsin as well. You know, even down in the valley, you know, Friendship Trail, things like that. Some of the county trails, CE Trail, and, you know, connecting that, all those communities together. So.
Yeah, definitely the communities are getting better at thinking about how to connect outside of your community, rather than, it's great to have a trail in your community, but when you want to bike a long distance, it's nice to start thinking of where you can make those connections. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just, you know, right across the border, there's maybe a trail nearby that doesn't take much to just link it up. And
Yeah, I think City of Green Bay is doing some of that work as well. You know, right now trying to link, you know, just some short sections and that. So good.
So that's that.
All right. Next item, just wanted to inform the board about, and this is another survey that the Brown County Planning Commission is doing, and it's about they received some money from a coastal management grant. What they're looking at doing, they're doing a survey to identify some potential safety deficiencies at the public boat launches on the Fox River and the Bay, you know, in Brown County. So there, you can go to their website at the, you know, Brown County Planning Commission. They've got a link right there, you know, to give some feedback as to, you know, some ideas, concerns, things that you may have seen or may want to communicate with regards to the boat launches. So thought that was another neat kind of a related type of item that the committee might be interested in. So that one is online, it looked like, until 31st of March. So that one, you know, if anybody wanted to comment on it, would need to get on there this week and look to do that. So
any other information? Or
that's all I have at this point.
Okay, the next we're have a discussion and action on the Alloway Buccaneers Football Organization request to reconstruct a shelter concession building at PHM Webster Park.
Yes, this item, and actually this item's been at a few other committees that went through Planning Commission already for site plan review. For what the Alloway Buccaneers are looking to do is the current building that is they're utilizing for concession stand, the restroom building that's between the football field and the sledding hill. They are requesting to or proposing to reconstruct that building and increase the size of it, put new restrooms in it, and make a larger concession area, and as well as a meeting space. And if you look at this design here, I kind of zoom in a little bit, but this is kind of what the current footprint of the building kind of looks like. So size-wise, you can see that what they're proposing is about twice the size. They're looking to try to utilize the current footprint and walls, doing some exterior facade work as well that would match any new construction. With the design incorporating brand new restrooms, you know, in this area, concessions would be here with an overhang in front of the building, which would be towards the football fields. And then this area here would be kind of a meeting room for their during their football season. They're proposing to, you know, put some trophy cabinets in there, you know, so they could display some of their stuff that they've had over the years. And then in an agreement with them that we've discussed is then during the times that they wouldn't be utilizing that, you know, i.e. in the summer or spring, summer, then it would be available for rental or for use by, you know, the recreation department and things like that. So, like I said, it's a little late. You know, I wish I could have got this to the committee earlier. It was on our agenda for last month, but we were unable to have a meeting. But I still wanted to. We haven't got a finalization from the board yet, so I still wanted to bring it to the committee here and see if you guys had any questions or, you know, if you thought it was a good idea, make a recommendation to the board so that they knew that you guys, you know, were aware of it and, you know, thought it was good, bad, indifferent, or that. I know that Bob was at one of the meetings and made a few comments and that we're going to look at, you know, with regards to some parking and that, and I think some lighting as well that we made some notes on. So, you know, a few items like that. Another gentleman in the neighborhood commented on the parking as well, and which is a big issue, but hopefully some of the work we're doing with the school district, you know, on their project will help alleviate some of those parking concerns as well. So we anticipate that the organization, the Buccaneers football organization, is going to do a lot of the work. One of their members owns a construction company that's willing to donate a lot of the labor to do this work. And then they're going to be doing some fundraising and other avenues to raise money as well. At this point in time, we're still in meetings with them, you know, on total cost, what they estimate. You know, they're thinking it's might be in the range of, you know, $175,000, which is typical for a facility of this size. You know, $175,000 to $200,000, right in there. And you know, we're still discussing with them, and we hope to have, you know, some finalization done, you know, before the next board meeting so we can bring it to the board. They're looking to want to get this done this summer prior to their season in August. So,
aggressive.
You know, yeah, very aggressive. But once again, there's that partnership of, you know, working with an organization for the benefit, I think, of the community,
yeah.
You know, because, you know, it'll have brand new bathrooms that, you know, we're looking to make available three seasons of the year.
Yeah.
You know, that anybody can utilize, you know, when they're playing on the playground or doing whatever. And you know, with the potential for, you know, some other opportunity. So any questions or anything I can
Is there know, a portion of this that's being paid for by the village or is
at this point in time we do not know. We don't anticipate that the village would. I don't know. You know, we're still trying to work out those details. A precedent that has been set with some other organizations in the past for other buildings in our parks is an option is the village has, say, fronted the money to pay for the construction. And then the organization will pay it back over a 5-year period or something like that. We did that with Little League Baseball on Concession Building in Webster Park. We did that with another building in, I believe it was a softball, at the softball complex at Riverview. You know, same type of thing where, mm-hmm. You know, the organization didn't have all the money to get the construction done at that time. So, you know, the village paid the remainder, and then that organization paid it back, you know, over a time period. So,
and is that then maintained by Alloway?
It would be, yeah, it'd be the ownership of the Village of Alloway and maintained by us.
Okay.
Yep. So, just, you know, utilized by that organization.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, they'd have, say, first rights to utilize it during their season,
okay.
Which, you know, a lot of our other facilities are that way. During Little League Baseball, during softball, during soccer,
yeah.
You know, and those two. So.
Okay.
And when would those restrooms be open?
I would anticipate that what we anticipate to do is something similar to what we've done over here at Optimus Park, is put time locks, automatic time locks on the doors, so they would be open, you know, during the time the park would be open, you know, in the morning till evening or whatnot. And then seasonally, it would be, you know, springtime through fall. Typically we go, well, this year we might even open them earlier, but April through October.
Mm-hmm. You know, they would have time locks for nighttime and so forth.
Well, we would, you know, when they're, and then when they're not open, when we winterize the building, we
sure.
Lock it up tight, you know, that type of thing. So,
right.
But Yeah. Any other questions?
So would you like us to make a recommendation on this?
Yeah, if the committee would like, you know, just recommend, you know, going forward with the project or.
Does anybody care to make a motion for a recommendation to approve?
I would. I'd make a motion that we support the village working with the Alloway Buccaneers to allow them to build a new facility for Webster Park. Well, you know, in compliance with, you know, the village's specifications.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of that recommendation, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
Thank you very much.
All right, future agenda items.
I already wrote down sidewalk along Riverside Drive.
Okay. Mm-hmm,
so that's one thing.
To the trail.
To the trail.
Anyone have any others?
I just have one suggestion on that trail coming down from the school.
Sure.
I think having it intersect with that the road Jordan Lane is kind of a bad thing.
Okay.
You see a lot of bicycles coming down there, a lot of scooters, and just about an hour ago I saw a kid wipe out on a scooter.
And coming down
and
that
I see that a lot. Okay. Bicycles, kids crashing a lot.
Sure.
So I think if it was offset...
Farther down, you think? Farther to the south?
Yeah, here, I have this here. Instead of running here, yeah. Run it here.
Over here farther? Okay.
Because... they pick up their kids a lot here. They park along here, and they walk across the grass and so forth when it's not too muddy.
Okay.
And it would prevent that straight shot down the go straight down.
Right down the road, yeah.
I will...
Cannonball run.
Yeah, right.
Boy, I tell you, come down that puppy sometimes. And
sure.
It's kind of a blind spot here where that house is.
I will bring that up, make that recommendation, see if they can't do something.
You see the old picture? Did you see this one?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Here's where it used to be. That was a road there. I mean, years ago, it ran. Is that it?
Oh, I see. Okay, so connected.
Yeah,
this must
yeah. Instead of running here, right now it runs here.
Oh, I
thought. It used to run over there, but probably close to the tennis courts.
That Woodrow?
That was probably in 68 or so.
That must be where the school is now.
Holy moly, is that just a cornfield? Something? What is
that? Oh, yeah, over there. That was
oh my gosh.
Before. That's when the Catholic Church owned that. On the inside of St. Joseph.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like a village then.
Yeah.
Real
village. A village.
Very cool. Yeah. All right, any other future items for the next agenda? If not, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
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 All right.
Adjourned at 6:05 p.m.